Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Saskatoon Station Place shutting its doors. Another legendary restaurant here in Saskatoon closing down. I just got over Bonanza burning down, and then this happens? What? Two things happen. Whenever a legendary Saskatoon restaurant shuts its doors for the final time. Two things, and it happens every single time. The first thing that happens is people reminisce about the other legendary establishments that have shut their doors in the past few decades here in Saskatoon. They're like, oh man, remember Overdrive? Oh man, remember the Pats? Oh man, remember Riley's? Oh man, remember this? Remember that? Oh man, like they just start bringing up all these old bars and restaurants. Oh, the Double Deuce, we had so much fun there. Double Deuce, yeah, remember Tuesdays there? Yeah, oh, you just start reliving all these shut down restaurants. And then the other thing that happens right after that, people start guessing what restaurant is going to replace that restaurant. We all do it. You drive by there, you see the sign that it's shut down, and you're like, huh, I wonder what's going in there. And then your friend starts a rumor. Oh, I actually heard that a Sonic is going in there. Oh, I actually heard an old spaghetti factory is going in there. And now that Olive Garden is coming here, we can't use the, oh, I hear it's an Olive Garden. We were saying that for 5 years. Can't use that one anymore. Trying to guess which restaurant will replace a going out of business restaurant. That's just classic Saskatoon right there.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
The first one today is from Jason, Unskinny Bop from Poison. Jason hears Unskinny Bop and then Little Poodle, Little Poodle, Little Poodle. And for a fourth time, Little Poodle. Stacey Cooper's favorites, Cruise Confused Lyrics right there, and it just makes me miss her even more. The real lyrics, Unskinny Bop, no good, no good, no good. And for a fourth time, no good. This next one is from Andrea, ABBA's Dancing Queen, an absolute heater. Andrea hears Dancing Queen, Feed the Beef on the Tambourine.
Dancing Queen, Feed the Beef on the Tambourine.
You know when you are out of dishes and you don't want to do the dishes? So you improvise when it comes to plates? Yeah, you can just serve supper on a tambourine. It totally works. The real lyrics, Dancing Queen, Feel the Beat from the Tambourine.
Dancing Queen, Feel the Beat from the Tambourine.
Can you imagine going to someone's house for a dinner party and they're serving steak on tambourines? It actually would be kind of fun, right? Afterwards, have a little jam session. The last one is from Allison, Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Allison hears, do you take sugar? One warm, hot towel.
Do you take sugar? One lump or two?
That makes no sense. The real lyrics, do you take sugar? One lump or two? Does make sense. Tis the season for shirtless joggers here in Saskatoon. It's going to hit 27 degrees today, supposed to hit 30 tomorrow, 30 on Thursday, and that means you're going to see a lot of dudes with their shirts off jogging around Saskatoon. And these guys are always in like peak physical shape, right? You can grade cheese on their abs. Like they are the definition of male fitness. A lot of guys don't like those in-shape, shirtless joggers. Kind of makes them feel bad about themselves. They're like, oh, look at that guy showing off his abs, going jogging shirtless. Oh, I could jog if I want to as well, bud. Yeah. I, for one, don't care. You know what? If you're in shape, go jogging shirtless. You earned it. Good for you. I mean, when I see those shirtless guys, I'm like, well, yeah, that's... it's a good-looking guy right there. My fiancé's checking him out as he goes by. I'm like, yeah, he earned it. But I would never do that. Not because I'm ashamed of my body or anything, but because I could never do that to strangers who would see me. Like, picture a white pumpkin. Are you picturing that in your head right now? A white pumpkin? That's what I look like without my shirt on. I wouldn't put you through that. On the text, 306-938-0963, we got an interesting text from Linda. Linda said, Clayton, I agree with you with the whole shirtless jogger thing. I like it when I see shirtless guys jogging in my neighborhood, unless they're out of shape, in which case I strongly disagree with it. Ouch, first of all. Second of all, there is a time and a place where it is totally acceptable for members of Team Dad Bod to take off their shirt outside. I mean, it's cool anytime. No matter what kind of body you have, show it off. Show off what God gave you. Why not, you know? But I know a lot of guys out there who look like Randy Bobandy from Trailer Park Boys without their shirt on. They don't like taking their shirt off too often. But there is a time and a place where they love doing it. And it's mowing the lawn. Some people become a dad just so they can mow the lawn shirtless. I swear, it's a thing that all dads do. Your dad did it. Your friend's dad did it. They all mow their lawns without their shirt on. It's like a dad code or something like that. I lived in a cul-de-sac back in the day in Lakeview. Shout out to Lakeview. And there were four dads in that cul-de-sac who would mow the lawn at the same time, all without their shirts on. And they always said it was just a coincidence, but I swear they planned it. They would do the dad head nod to each other. They would all be crushing a can of Pilsner in one hand, mowing the lawn with the other hand. I mean, are you even a dad if you don't mow your lawn shirtless? Not really, right? It kind of makes me sad talking about this because I'll never get to experience that because I'm ginger and taking my shirt off when it's 30 degrees outside is basically a death wish. For you diehard Toronto Raptor fans out there, are you thinking about maybe flying to Toronto and checking out games 1 and 2 of the NBA Finals? I know a few people here in Saskatoon are contemplating it because a lot of people have been diehard Raptor fans for a long, long time. The majority of Raptor fans became Raptor fans about a month ago, but there are some diehards out there that really want to go check out games 1 and 2. It's a big deal for them. They've been waiting 25 years for this moment, and they want to see it in person. If you do not have 60 grand in the bank, it's probably not going to happen. Some tickets for this Raptors versus Warriors game are going for $60,000. Now, those are the good seats. Those are, like, really, really close to the action. But a ticket's probably still going to cost you, like, five figures. At least 10 grand, 11 grand, something like that. But let's focus on that 60 grand number. Paying $60,000 for a ticket to anything seems a little ludicrous, right? I mean, for $60,000, you could have one ticket. Not two, just one. You couldn't even bring a buddy with you with the $60,000. For $60,000, you could have one ticket to a Toronto Raptor playoff game, or you could have 60 used Ford Tempos. The decision is obvious, right? You're going with the Tempos. Think of the things you could do with 60 Ford Tempos. Okay, there's not a lot that you could do with 60 Ford Tempos, but it makes a lot more sense buying 60 Ford Tempos than one sporting event ticket. What do you cheap out on the most? Like, what's the one thing that you cheap out on? I know a lot of guys out there cheap out on shoes. Like, they don't care about their shoes. They could care less if they're 2 years old, they're falling apart, the laces are just all over the place, and they're just disgusting shoes. Some guys just don't care about their shoes. They save a bunch of money by not buying new shoes. And when they do buy new shoes, they're buying those $25 dad shoes, which is probably why their shoes are falling apart in the first place. For me, I realized that I cheap out on air conditioning because yesterday I had to turn on the AC for the first time. I waited this long. I was just sweating profusely in my house because every time the air conditioner went on for more than 3 minutes, I shut it off. I'm like, okay, that's enough AC for now. That's enough AC. By the end of the night, I'm walking around in nothing but my gitch, just sweating in my underwear. And I'm like, no, it's fine. It's totally worth saving $11 being super uncomfortable. Yeah, for sure. Lots of people love to cheap out when it comes to brand name foods. Instead of buying cornflakes, they'll buy generic grain squares. Or instead of buying Oreo cookies, they'll buy those tuxedo cookies. You ever seen those ones, the tuxedo brand Oreos? Those people are always like, oh, it tastes the exact same. No, it does not. On the Facebook page, we're getting a bunch of good answers. Robert says he cheaps out when it comes to tipping. And we're just going to blow right past that one, because if we get into this whole tipping versus not tipping debate, we're going to be here for the next 9.5 hours.
Well, I only tip if the service is good. Oh, I never tip. They already make a wage. Why do they have to make extra? I worked hard for my money. They have to do the same.
We're not going to do it, because if we do, we'll be here until 9 o'clock tonight. Some other things we got on the Facebook page. Glenna said clothes. She has 4 t-shirts, and that's good enough for her. You might want to up it to 7. Have a t-shirt for every day of the week. That's just a good system right there. Suzanne, oh man, does she cheap out. When it comes to coupons, she will use 1 coupon at a grocery store. Then she will send in her husband, who has the exact same coupon for the exact same thing, so that they can get double the savings. Because it's always 1 per customer when it comes to coupons. She'll get 2, and then her and her husband are just totally scamming the place with this 2-coupon system. I love it. That is cheap. Chris said everything. All right, Chris, good talk. Chapman on the text, when it comes to spending cash on myself, that's tough, right? I mean, you can spend hundreds of dollars on your friends. Oh, a gift for you, a gift for you. You're like Oprah, just giving gifts to your friends. But when it comes to treating yourself, no.